Blog Talk Radio.
I just love this song right here. I'm gonna dedicate this song.
I love you, Lord.
To all those that love the Lord.
For your mercy never fails me.
You understand it.
All my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. So my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Thank you.
saying for the moment. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Bees, the apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're going to ask Pastor Bill to share, give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, for those songs. Amen. God's goodness is running after us. And this ain't no ordinary worship. Praise God, praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Revelation 21 and verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I will make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come in to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we just thanking you for your word. And Lord, we just praying for all those that have were able to join us today and those that are listening by internet as we study God's word together, that our hearts will be open to receive the word today, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor in a mighty way, Father God. Continue to lead and guide him as he teaches the word that we can understand it, Father God. and that we know that we are working and striving to be more and more like you daily, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against this broadcast, those that are listening, those that participate in our pastor, and we're just praying that each and every one of us, Father God, will draw closer to you through the word of God. Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and be with those who are going through, Father God. We know you'll make a way out of no way, and we're going to stand on this word, and we're going to stand on your promises as we grow in the word of God daily. Have your way, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. To those that may have a real sensitive ear, we're broadcasting remotely today, and we've had some difficulties, but hey, let me give God all the praise. Blessed be the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Who have made heaven and earth. So I thank you for that. I'm not focusing on the negative, but at least we did get on. We managed to get on. We out here by Griffin, Georgia. So, but anyway, I don't know what that might mean to somebody else, but the reception is not all that great. But hey, praise God. I'm glad y'all on and you're hearing me.
Yeah.
We're talking about developing. And I have to say this, brothers and sisters, the body of Christ seem to not want to develop. They still want to do the old thing. And the Bible says we are new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When will this become a reality?
Yeah, say that.
Why we got to still, the building is old. Man have not progressed from that way of thinking. When God have already told us, know ye not, you are the temple. When we're going to develop to becoming the temple that God said we are. The cars are developing. I remember there was a time, well, I don't remember. I just know history shows that there was a time that they would get out and they would have to put a thing in front of the car and crank it. Then they would start developing, and then they were able to start the car from inside with mashing the thing. Then they had a push button, and then they had a key, and then they had remotes. And even now, you can speak to Sarah, and she'll start up your car for you. So, you see, life has been developing. When will we develop? They've developed the light bulb. You know, we went from having a candle to a light, and then lights in the house, and then lights, all kinds of lights. And now they even got a totally different kind of like LDS and all this stuff. But anyway, the body of Christ need to know, they need to develop. We need to be ready for Christ. And part of that development, you have to understand who Lord is over your life. And so that's what was our foundational scripture was in the... I like what David said. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Brothers and sisters, these are not just words. And maybe we just talk about Lord for a minute, because some of this stuff, my notes is not here with me today, but I just let's talk about Lord for a moment. Because out of the 6,781 times, 6,106 of the word Lord appears for many reasons. When I look at the book of Numbers, it appears 356 times. When I think about the book of Exodus means a way out. The word Lord is mentioned 345 times, okay? When I think about the law and order, how God allowed in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses, Moses was really familiar with the word Lord. I could go on and on. But from Genesis, just the word Lord appears. And then also in the book of Chronicles, in the book of First Chronicles, Second Chronicles, how it mentioned over 400 and some times. In the book of Job, it goes on and on. Then when you get to the book of Psalms, it mentioned almost 700 times the word Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some significance here, brothers and sisters. There has to be something more than what we're just seeing. We have to acknowledge that he is Lord of Lords. We have to acknowledge that there's a difference between Lord and God. That's what I want y'all to see. So when Jesus, when Jesus said to them over in Matthew's, but we'll just go to a couple of scriptures. I'm going to ask, well, our foundational scriptures, I think that was in, that was over in Matthew's. We're going to read that again today. I don't know why this computer ain't doing right. In Matthew's 22:37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and all with all thine heart and with all thy soul. And with all thy mind. I'm working on a job, and so I have issues. Hope I ain't had nothing. Okay, ask Pastor Sheer, read it from the Messenger Bible.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. Amen.
And why is that so important, brothers and sisters, to know that, hey, God wants, Jesus said, you're to love your God with all your heart, not with part of it. And I'm going, Lord, why you've commanded us to love? That was one of the commandments. So I look at this word love and Lord together because that's who God is love. He's the master of love. He's superior when it comes to love, because that's who he is. And when you understand the word Lord here, and what it really means, the definition, it requires us really to be obedient.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Yeah, because it's one having power and authority over others.
Mm-hmm.
So if God got power and authority and he's truly your Lord, which hopefully tomorrow I really get into this like the Spirit is giving it to me. But I want you all to know, brothers and sisters, some kind of way it jumped, but that ain't it there. That ain't the one. Oh, boy. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see if this is it. No, that ain't it. But I'm trying to get this right here. On my computer, it's jumping. But the word Lord, brothers and sisters, appears in the New Testament 675 times. And in that, the word Lord, because all I'm telling you this so you can do a research, so you'll better understand as we talk about the word Lord. For instance, God's angels. You think they God's angel, but go back and read that. It says, but when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph. It was the Lord's angel. Okay, I get that it was the angel. But look here, it was the Lord. The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord appeared. The angel was working for the Lord. He had direct contact. He understood that he had to carry out what God had said to do. Read Matthew 2:15, Pastor.
by Pastor G and 15. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
Is that Matthew 2 and 15?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Pastor. 2 and 15. Nope, that was 3 and 15. Forgive me. Okay, 2 and 15.
Well, and go to 13, since you're there. 13. Go to 13 and read through 15.
Okay, Pastor. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Amen.
Yeah. See, when you're dealing with straight truth, the Lord is always involved, because he's the master. He's the director. He's Lord. And the angels had gotten their message directly from God. So the Bible says, and you have to see this like this, because he said the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and told him everything God said. The angel had direct contact, not with God now, but with the Lord.
Yeah.
Hope you can see all that. Right. It was the Lord. So he says, now, the Lord said, stay here until Herod die. Hi, who knew that? Who knew death? Who know when death is going to be?
All right. Mm-hmm.
But the angel had gotten word from the Lord. The Lord knew it. He knew it. And he was, and why? So the scripture could be fulfilled. And once the once Herod died, then the scripture were fulfilled the sayings of the prophet, that out of Egypt I've called my son. So that made it real. That made it what it was. The Bible says in Matthew 2 and 19, but when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Now, I know people, they want to debate what angel it was, because, and who was it, the messenger? Listen, brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to show you, it was the Lord.
All right. All right.
Now, well, you said, Pastor, why is all this important? Because, see, when you read stuff like Matthew 3 and 3, we'll go there. It says, for this is he, remember, it was already spoken of the prophet. This is he that was spoken by Esau, the prophet saying, the prophet Esau saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, John and his message were authorized by Esau's prophecy. Thunder in the desert, prepare for God's arrival. Make the road smooth and straight. Amen.
Yeah. It was the Lord. Listen, brothers and sisters. The word had been spoken that the Lord was coming. See, if you could see it like that, the supreme counsel of the universe.
All
Joseph
right.
had seen it in a dream. He didn't see, it wasn't God, brothers and sisters, because you got to understand it was the Lord. Why is that so important, preacher? I want you all to see. He said, make way or prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. So the Lord was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Not God.
Yeah.
But the Lord, which happens to be Christ.
All right. Praise God.
And when he remember, talked to the devil and told the devil over there in Matthew 4:7, Jesus said to him, it is written. Again, yet like over this thing, he says, written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Let us worship these false gods. So Jesus said unto him, get thee hence behind me, Satan, something like that. He said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord. Listen, brothers and sisters, I shall worship the Lord. Who should you worship? The Lord thy God. And only shall thy serve. We ain't got no business serving no other. How many of the pastors going to read it out of the Messenger Bible?
Amen. And from the Message Bible, let's see, 10. Okay.
You can go to 7. You can go to verse 7.
Verse 7, okay.
I can go, we have 7 through 10.
Okay, amen. From the Message Bible, it reads, Jesus countered with another citation from Deuteronomy. Don't you dare test the Lord your God. For the third test, the devil took him to the peak of a huge mountain. He gestured, pointing out all the earth's kingdom, how glorious they all were. Then he said, they're yours, lock, stock, and barrel. Just go down on your knees and worship me, and they're yours. Jesus' refusal was cursed. Beat it, Satan. He backed his rebuke with a third quotation from Deuteronomy. Worship the Lord your God and only him. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness. Amen.
Praise God. Listen, brother, you're going to have to ask yourself a question. Who are you serving?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Are you serving the Lord? That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may not think it's important, but it's important because I'm going to tell you why. When you get on down there, even in the book of Matthew, Jesus said, not everyone says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And the Bible says, and Jesus said, he said, because the day is going to come when you're going to say unto me, watch this, Lord, Lord. Yeah, the day coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's in Matthew 7. I'm trying to get this thing here to go over here for me so I can go and find it. But find Matthew's, 7. Find 7, 21, 22. 22 says, anyway, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Mm-hmm.
And they name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. See, they're going to understand. They're going to be calling on him as Lord, Lord. There's two things I want to notice before she read that, because that's the highest honor. The highest honor.
All right.
Because see, when you recognize God, not just God, but as the Lord, thy God, when you recognize him like that, put a whole different spin on it. You know why? Because you're not serving on any God. You're not just doing on anything. Because when you're serving God as Lord, then and you're serious about doing this, you ain't doing no any kind of work. You're just prophesying to be prophesied for the church or because you have title. You're not casting out devils. It's fashionable.
All right, now.
Look.
From the Message Bible. Knowing the correct password, saying, Master, Master, for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me. What is required is serious obedience, doing what the Father wills. I can see it now. At the final judgment, thousands strutting up to meet me and saying, Master, we preach the message. We bash the demons. Our God-sponsored project had everyone talking. And do you know what I'm going to say? You missed the boat. All you did was use me to make yourselves important. You don't impress me one bit. You're out of here. Amen.
Yeah, did y'all hear that? See, the people know the key word is to say Lord. They know that. Think that they know the key, because a lot of people understand this word Lord. Trust me, a lot of them, they know how important it is to use the word Lord. But everybody say Lord, Lord. This brothers and sisters don't mean that they're going, because they know to say it, don't mean that they're going to trick God.
That's right. Amen.
You, Pastor.
Yeah, I read 21 through 23, Pastor.
Okay, all right, okay. So not everyone say unto me, Lord, Lord, we enter. And then there's something when you say, Lord, Lord, we'll talk about that too. Because that's when you know he's superior. You know he's supreme. And you honoring him. You're the Lord of Lords. So when you say, Lord, Lord, it's meaning you honoring the Lord being God. You acknowledging Christ as being the Lord of our shepherd. That's what David said. What you going to tell you? Say to me if I said to you, my Lord. Say it to your Lord. Sit here on my right till I make your enemy. But what you got to say about that, see? But the emphasis is put on the word Lord, brothers and sisters. And if they know how to say it, they know how to pronounce it, they know what it means and all that, that don't mean they're going to get automatic spot. See, a lot of people in the church, that's what I... tribute that to. A lot of people think that they know the prayer, they know how to say the same, you know, they know what the lingo is, they know how to. I'm glad.
All right.
But because you know all this stuff, don't mean you don't have us in the kingdom. But only the person who does the word of God, do the word of God, and acknowledge that God is love. So he wants us to love like he loves.
Amen.
When he told me that this week, brother and sister, it's blowing me away. God said, when I commanded you to love, he says, it was an order for you to love because that you can deal with me. I'm a God of love, all love, and you won't understand me unless you're in love. You won't understand what I'm doing unless you walk in the love walk. And I'm not being nice to people. Forget that, God. I'm talking about being nice. I'm talking about taking everything.
All right.
The love of God called Jesus to walk up there and rebuke the wind.
Yes.
See, when you rebuke something, well, we'll get into that, because you using the word Lord and you loving. No, brothers and sisters, don't be fooled by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jesus got real. That Jesus was moved by that stuff over there in Matthew 4 and 10. I mean, he let the devil have it. You ain't got
yes,
no business in the Lord thy God. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know better. He didn't play with the devil. And you shouldn't
Amen.
Play. And I shouldn't play with the devil
Amen.
In that area.
That's right. Say that. Say that.
Because he's our Lord. He's our master.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can prophesy all you want to. You can do all that kind of stuff. You can even cast out demons. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, Jesus is going to say, get away from me.
Mm.
Yeah, you was imitating, you was impressing, but Satan can appear as an angel of light.
Yeah.
Meaning he tried to imitate God in everything. But anyway, this is the time where if anyone have anything to say, if I can get back over here, you can say it.
Mm-hmm.
Just press one, anyone.
Amen. I was looking at that 8th chapter 2, Pastor, verses 1 through 4, and it says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand to him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And then, so I was looking at the different scriptures that was talking about Lord.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to get into it this week because there's just so much to cover, and you won't cover in
mm-hmm.
no day. You won't cover in
Amen.
No session. Because when that thief was on the cross dying,
Matthew 7.
Let me tell you. You know what he said? He said, Lord, when you get
yes,
in your
indeed.
Kingdom, he didn't call him Jesus.
Right.
He didn't call him the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He saw him as Lord.
Yeah.
So he said, Lord, when you get into your kingdom, remember me.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
To show you the lordship of Jesus, he stopped everything right then. Stopped the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
Told the angels, open up heaven. This day
mm-hmm.
thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Paradise, yeah.
The Lord did that. See,
mm-hmm.
you gotta see Christ as Lord.
Yeah, help us.
Because then you're going to see the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank you all so much. I don't know what happened there. I guess it's still on. But anyway, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon.